Where with all shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom in the Safe Church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
Wanna be a thorny ground? Do you want? One day, hearts are behind three young men in the church. They heard something to say about everything. They said the preacher was not anointed. They said he didn't know the word and his messages did not make sense. They criticized him for the preaching. That's when I knew they'll see this falling more. Do you wanna be a wayside ground? Do you wanna be a thorny ground? Do you wanna be a stony ground? Lord, make me a good ground, a very, very. Do you wanna be a wayside ground? Wanna be a thorny ground? Do you wanna be a thorny ground? Lord, make me a good ground, very, very good ground. Jesus is the sower of the seed. So the word in your life, each and every day. Which kind of heart do you have to receive the word of God? Are you a wayside ground, a thorny ground, or a stony ground? I know you will be a good ground that bears fruit of a hundredfold. Do you wanna be a wayside ground? Do you wanna be a thorny ground? Do you wanna be a stony ground? Lord, make me a good ground, a very good ground. Do you wanna be a wayside ground? Wanna be thorny ground? Do you wanna be a stony ground? Lord, make me a good ground, a very, very. Do you wanna be a wayside ground? Do you wanna be thorny ground? Wanna be a stony ground? Lord, make me a good ground, a very good ground. I don't wanna be a wayside ground. I don't wanna be a thorny ground. I don't wanna be a stony. Very, very good round.
All right, beautiful Saturday morning once again in your homes, and I believe that we are going to have a fantastic time in the presence of the Lord for a very short time. We are going to have our service and we are going to listen to the word of God. And I keep telling you as young people that the word of God is everything. Okay, and I love the word of God because my life has been changed. My life have received a certain development because of the word of God. And so the word of God is everything. You cannot exchange it for anything. Okay, so anytime you get the chance to actually listen to the word of God, it should be one of the most important things in your life. And when you have the habit of listening to the word of God, your life is going to be proper. If you look into our world today, we have people who are proper and people who are not proper. Okay, so a sign that somebody is proper is that the person always listens to the word of God. Before we start, I want you to share the links to your friend. Okay, this link is not a pornography link. This link is for somebody to listen to the word of God. All right. And tonight, I believe that somebody's life is going to change. Somebody's life is going to receive the power of God because you have shared the link. So share the link now. Okay. Put it on your status. Put it in your class group. Tell them that they should follow and come. All right. And hear what God has for them. Tonight, I believe that God has a word for you. As you are listening to me, God has a word for you. And usually, you need to listen to one word. I was somewhere and I heard one word. Now, that one word has made my life better. All right. So I believe that you are going to hear one word from the Lord. And that one word is going to give you a total liberation. That one word is going to help your life a lot. Okay. Once again, my name is Pastor EK. And if you are listening to us, this is the Favorite Child Flow Service from the Anakazo Assemblies. All right. My church is at the Anakazo Assemblies, Sowutuom Cathedral. All right. And today, now by the grace of God, we have resumed church for the youth. Okay. So you can join us every Sunday. Tomorrow is Sunday. By 9 o'clock sharp, we have started service and we are going to have fantastic time in the presence of the Lord. But before I preach, I want us to pray. So close your eyes wherever you are and let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much tonight. We pray, oh God, that let the entrance of your word give us light. Let the entrance of your word give us understanding. Let the entrance of your word clear every foolishness out of our life. Let the entrance of your word give us supernatural wisdom. And Lord, may we attain to understanding so that we will not forget it in Jesus' name. Amen. Beautiful. It is in this service that I have been preaching about wisdom is for young people. And I will say it all the time that young people are the people who need wisdom. All right. Elderly people don't need wisdom. People who have grown a lot. Old men, old women, grandma doesn't need wisdom. Even your father doesn't need wisdom. Okay. The one who needs to hear wisdom or needs to accumulate a lot of wisdom is you, young person listening to me. You in SHS 2, you in JHS 1, you in class 6, you in class 5. You are listening to me. You are in class 3. You are the one that need wisdom. And the wisdom, as the Bible describes it in Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 7, says that wisdom is the principal thing. Okay? It's clear. This one, if you go to school up to class 2, you understand that statement which says that wisdom is the principal thing. When we say something is principal, it means that it is the main thing. So, those of you who write exam, you see that in especially in the JHS, you see that from JHS going, you see that as you are writing the exams, they give you compulsory question. Usually, the compulsory questions are the main questions. All right, before you have some that you select. Now, if you ignore, and usually the main question carries somewhere around 40, 50 marks, high marks, rather than the one you select. That one you see, 10 marks. So if you go into an examination and your concentration is to answer the minor question instead of the main question, and you come out jubilating that, look, yeah, you have teared the paper, hey, you have bent the paper, hey, what she paper, exam CD, just say, at all line. So you come up, and then you see that when the results are released, you'll be crying instead of laughing. So the main thing is still the main thing. And Bible is saying that wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. If there is something in your life you want to get, it should be understanding. Don't go looking for movies. Do you see? Don't go looking for games. Don't go looking for cartoons. Don't go looking for pornography to watch. Rather, it should be your aim that you be looking for wisdom. You appear where wisdom is being spoken, because your mother has a certain wisdom that has brought her where she is. Okay, you are in your father's house. You put on air condition. You are sleeping on mattress. It is because your father has a certain wisdom. That's how come you are where you are. Okay. Now, the wisdom you also have will tell whether your children are going to enjoy life as you are enjoying or not. Okay. If you are also not enjoying life, unfortunately, it is because of a certain wisdom your father had. That is how come you are where you are, or that's how come he has made the decisions that he has made. Alright, but at the end of it all, as a young person, you need wisdom. And I've been preaching about four little things that are on earth, very little, alright? So you can be a young person, very little, but you have wisdom. Proverbs chapter 30, verse 24 to 28. It says that, there be four things which are little upon the earth. I think you should read with me, because it's been the last time you opened your Bible was the last time I met you. So, there be four little things, or four things which are little upon the earth. You even see that your reading is not good. Since we locked down, you've not read anything. It's only movies you've been watching. So, as you're even reading, you've forgotten the words. But no, don't worry. We'll resume school right now and you start to go. There be four things which are little upon the earth, but they are exceedingly wise. You can be little, but you can be exceedingly wise. Say amen. The verse 25, he said, the ants are a people not strong, yet they prepare their meat in the summer. And I took almost a whole month describing to you ants, the wisdom of the ants. Okay, if you want to listen to this particular exposition and explanation on ants, go back to this same site where you are, all right, and you see the previous broadcast and listen to them about ants. Very, very interesting revelations, startling revelations on ants, and your life will be better. You may not be wise, but what it is that when you attach yourself to a wise person, you become wise. Hallelujah. So I also preach about the cornice last week, Saturday. Very, very interesting revelation over there. And tonight, I'm on verse 27. It says that the locusts have no king, yet they go forth, they go forth, all of them by bands. You understand it by the time I am done with you. The locusts have no king. This is the first thing I want you to understand. The locusts, you see, locusts are also one type of animal. Now, the prayer of every farmer is not to experience the devastating effect of a locust. Alright? Locusts have no king. That's what the Bible is saying. Locusts, if you don't know what locusts are, they are a group of insects. Okay? They don't have a leader. So, the first wisdom we would like to learn from the locusts is that they have no king. Locusts have no king. Listen, I explained in the case of the ants that ants also do not have leader. Now, if you have a leader in your life, that is to say that somebody that keeps telling you what to do, somebody that keeps dictating to you, somebody have to wake you up, somebody have to tell you to wash your clothes, somebody have to tell you to brush your teeth, it means that you have a key in your life. Hallelujah. And so if you are a locust, if you want to behave like a locust, you must understand the effect of a locust, or you must understand the wisdom that a locust have. Listen, as a young person, to do well, if you have a lot of people telling you what to do, do you understand? You have to wash your plate, you have to wake up, you have to study, you have to go to school. Even to go to school, they have to tell you. You have to go to church, all right? Sunday morning, they have to wake you up, they have to carry you to the bathhouse to bath you before you appear in church. It's a sign that you have somebody that is controlling you, and the day the person is not there, you don't appear in church again. So you see that one day your mother has traveled, you don't go to school. And when you are a type of person like that, usually you don't do well. Hallelujah. Usually if you are like that, you don't do well. So I pray for you that you must have the wisdom of the locust. Okay, locusts are one group of people that do not have kings. By form one, form two, form three, you shouldn't have somebody keep echoing to you, Well, Leno. You see, when we were in school, I don't know about your time, but when we were in school, we used to have this teacher. Every time he comes to class, instead of him to teach us, but we knew what he was saying was correct, but our mind was that they've paid him to come and teach us. When he comes to class, he will be advising us, hey, we should study, we should take our book seriously. So one day we had a meeting, we were like, why is this teacher interested in telling us to study? Why is he not teaching us as the other teachers do? But when it comes about 1 hour, 30 minutes, he will use like 30 minutes trying to advise us why learning is important, learning is good, learning is that, learning is this, learning is that. And we keep telling ourselves that you have been paid to come and teach us and go. Okay, so the wisdom here is that when you don't have, or when you have somebody that keeps telling you to do something, the day the person is not in your life, you will not do what you are asked to do. Most of you listening to me, it is your mother that wake you up from bed. If your mother doesn't wake you, if the day your mother travels, you see that you wake up around 10 o'clock. It's because you have a king, and the day the king is not there, without a king, you cannot do the right thing. Judges 21 and verse 25. Judges 21 verse 25. It says that in those days, there was no king in Israel. In those days, there was no king in Israel, but every man did what was right in his own eyes. Okay? If there is no key, as a young person, you should be able to know what is right. You should be able to know that when you eat, you wash the plates. You should be able to know that when your clothes are dirty, you wash them. This is wisdom. You should be able to know that as a young person, when you sleep, you wake up early. This is another wisdom that you don't need a key to tell you. As a young person, you should know that without a king, without an instructor, without a leader, you should know that education is important. Without a key, as a young person, you should be able to know that serving the Lord, giving your life to Christ, following Christ, and working for God is an important thing you need to do in your life. Say amen. Yeah. So without it, you should be able to know without a key that having a daily quiet time is important. Without a key, you should be able to know that going to church, without a key, you should be able to know that paying your tithe is important. Without a key, you should be able to know that honoring your parents, to honor your, when your parents send you, you don't throw your hands in the air. Wisdom should tell you without a king. Alright? It says that every man did what was right in his own eyes. By the time you are 10 years, you should know what is right and what is wrong. You should know that smoking is wrong. You should know that watching pornography is wrong. You should know that disrespect to your parents is wrong. You should know that insulting your ICT madam is wrong. You should know that insulting your English teacher is a wrong thing to do. You should know that when they send you and you don't go, it's a wrong thing. So, everyone did what was right in his own eyes. Hallelujah. I am speaking wisdom to somebody. So, the wisdom of having no key but doing what is right. people, but doing what is right. Let me tell you, you will not always have a key in your life. I'm telling you, it is one of the principles you need to understand. As you are growing up, you will not have people telling you what to do, what not, don't do this, don't do. You see, let me tell you the truth. I said it in the case of the ant, and I'll say it here again, that anybody who has a supervisor is a form of a king, okay? A supervisor at work, your parents, ask your mother whether she has a supervisor. If your mother says she has a supervisor, or your father tells you he has a supervisor, you will discover that the supervisor is paid more than your father or your mother, because they believe that the supervisor brain works better. Yes, that is the truth, but you will not be told. The supervisor's brain, it works better than the one that they are supervising. Hallelujah. And so it is a very important requirement that as you are growing, you should know that without anybody telling you what to do, you should be able to know what is right and what is wrong. Let me give you one example. Very often, if you see people constructing road, all right, in Ghana, I'm talking about those of you in Ghana, people constructing road, this comporting they've been doing. You see that there are people who are digging. These macho men with pickers, they dig. Then, among the people digging, there is this white man who is not digging. Now, this white man, they've been looking inside. So, surveyors, something. You see that the it's called telescope. Are you sure it's called telescope? So you have the white man looking into the telescope, okay? And then he said, come on, move this way, move this way, move this way, come on, move this. The white man is paid more than the people that are digging and using their strength, because they have allowed somebody to become a king in their lives. They have allowed somebody to be a supervisor in their lives. So in this life, if you learn to have no king in your life, okay, and you move in the way that is right, your life will get better. Say amen. Number two is the wisdom of destroying things. Locusts have the wisdom of destroying things. Young people, this is a very important wisdom you must learn from the locust. Listen, you must have the ability to destroy things. Yes, I'm not talking about good things in the house. Your mother's television, you have destroyed it. You have used iron to blast it. When they ask, you say that, some pastor B said that we should destroy things. I'm not talking about that type of destruction. I'm talking about bad things in your life and you taking the initiative to destroy them. Listen, a lot of young people cannot destroy things in their lives. A lot of young people cannot destroy bad things in their lives. Let me tell you, nobody will destroy anything bad in your life for you, especially when you like that thing. When you like it and we are destroying it, it will look like we are trying to sit on your human right. You call it human right abuse and a lot of big words. But if you know, listen to the wisdom here. If you know that this thing that I'm doing in my life is affecting me negatively, it is not causing me to progress. Do you understand? You must take the initiative. You must take the move to destroy that thing. And you see, I explained to you early on that one of the insects that farmers don't like are locusts. When locusts move in your farm once, all your duade, your bele, your mada, they eat anything green. They destroy everything and they destroy to go. It's like as they are destroying, they are going that way. So you don't even get anything behind them again. Now, must learn to destroy things that are not helping you. At this stage of your life, you should know that bad music is not helping me. And one of the things you must destroy is called bad music. I'm telling you, it's called bad music. Listen, listen. Bad music will not send you far in life. You may not understand the effect of bad music in your life. These days, you see every young person who wants to rap. Do you see? It's like the aim of every young person is to rap. You see that they have not dressed properly. They are wearing metals in the name of chain. See them big heavy metals on their necks as if they are dogs. And then instead of them trimming their head properly, you see that their hair is standing as if they've been electrocuted. Listen to me. In the name of, I want to rap. I want to listen. Bad music where they talk about pornography. Some of this music, when you watch them, you see ladies in panties and everything is showing. You see guys whose boxers are showing, and the boxers, you can't tell whether it is orange, it is brick red, it is ash, or it is yellow. We cannot easily tell the color of the boxers. And this is what you like. Let me tell you, there are people who also produce music, but they don't show their panties. Yes, and I know of a lady who produced good music. One of them is Darlene Check. When Darlene Check sings, you know that this is a heavenly song that is being sung. I know of a woman who sings called Ida. She doesn't show her breast. Okay? But you have people. There are other people. You see them singing. You see that if they don't show breast. Recently, I was watching TV. I saw a certain somebody that you all know her. If I mention her name, you all know her. And she was just in brazier, all her everywhere is showing, a majority of her flesh is showing. So as we were watching, then I asked my wife that, why is it that this girl, anytime she comes to sing, she's wearing, then my wife says that it's a brand. And I said, what brand is that? He said, oh, the way you bring your first music, okay, the way you dress to bring your first music, you must maintain that dressing. Otherwise, you will not sell. And I say it is a negative branding. Do you understand? So bad music, music that they are talking about sexual organs, music that they are insulting people inside, music that has no value, it doesn't give you any wisdom. It is a bad music. And those music, they can bring evil spirits into your life as a young person. So don't have the aim to wear metals. Do you understand? You see, there's this guy recently who has popped up. He says he's called something. And for him, you can see that he's literally wearing chain. Okay? I don't want to even mention that. I need to be like, it's a hate speech. He is wearing chain. He's not wearing shirt, wearing chain. Is that the life you want to live? Somebody, we are paying school fees for you. Somebody that we attend PTA for you. Is that the type of, is that how you want? Is that the outcome of your life? No. You want to be a musician. I'm not saying that being a musician is a bad person. But we have somebody like Joe Metal. I mean, when Joe Metal sings, you can see that this is a human being. This is human being. When Joe Metal sings, you can say, this is human being. If Eugene Zuta is singing, you can see that this is human being. When Sonny Badu is singing, I'm giving you people who sing, all right? And we enjoy their music. Then the other group of people who wear chains, they don't trim their hair, they've been electrocuted. It's like, they said, there is nothing to desire about them. Be careful and destroy bad music in your life. I'm now coming down to preach. I'm not preaching. I'm now feeling the power in the studio. You must destroy any bad music. Look into your phone. Look at the phone. The phone you are using to watch me right now. And find out the number of music that we don't sing at church that is on it. Meanwhile, you are a praise and worship leader in your church. Your church pastor, your you see, and one of the kinder group of people, are praise and worship leaders. I'm telling you, one of the carnal group of people. Listen, I've been the pastor for the past 11 to 12 years. One of the carnal group of people are praises and worship leaders, choiristers, instrumentalists. This, even an usher is more spiritual than the drummer. Yes, you can argue with your phone. You can argue. Choiristers are not spiritual. Choiristers don't pray. Choiristers don't pay tithe. Choiristers don't give offering. As for instrumentalists, off the cuff. All instrumentalists, for them, they only come and play, sometimes shabby dressing, but we don't allow that in our church. Yes. So destroy bad music. Anything bad, any music that does not glorify God, destroy it. The fact that they mention Jesus in the music doesn't make it a good Christian music. I'm telling you, I'll save that one for another day. Any bad music, look into your phone as you are listening to me. By the time this broadcast is over, delete every music that does not glorify God. It is your first step of becoming a spiritual person. If you look into my phone, you will never hear one unspiritual song. Yeah, so I am not afraid to give my phone to anybody. If you look into my phone, there is no pornography of my phone. I can easily give my phone to anybody. You can send my phone to your house. The only disturbance you get is that you have many people calling you. That's the only thing. But you not see any bad thing on my phone. Yeah. Yeah. You not see any bad thing. Oh, it's as I'm even talking. My phone is even ringing. Yeah. My phone is even ringing. Put it off. Yeah. So listen to me. It's a very important thing. We shouldn't find pornography on your phone. We shouldn't find bad music. Every bad music album, you have it. You have it. And some of you argue, some of this music, they give inspiration. Inspiration at your age, what inspiration do you need? Oh, some of this music is like country music. It gives advice. You want an advice? And the advice is from the world. I'm sorry to tell you that advice will not work. Yes, your advice should come from the word of God. Number two, the second thing you must destroy is called bad movies. Bad movies. This one there, you are at fault. As I'm preaching, as I said, bad music. Your heart has done booga. Booga, your heart is beating. Booga. You watch bad music, right? Bad movies. Very bad movie. When I say bad, you know what I'm talking about. Movies that you see that people are kissing inside. Movies that people are showing their everything. You are in classes. But the bad music, bad movies. Hey, you in class 3, you don't like cartoons. Your friend said you want to watch cartoons. You said, no, cartoons is not good. You have another movie that they can watch. So you ask your mother and your father have gone to sleep. At 10 o'clock, you have locked yourself in the hall and you are watching late night movies. Hey, brother, with your parents are thinking that, oh, their son is sleeping. You have locked yourself in the room. Yeah. And if you're a parent listening to me, never, never allow television to be in your children's room. You don't understand it today. Never allow television to be in your children's room. If you're a parent listening to me, have a pen drive and put movies you want your children to watch on it. Don't tell them they can watch everything. Yeah. In my house, you don't watch anything that is older than you. Do you understand? You don't watch anything that is older than you on the screen. Anybody you are watching on the screen must not be older than you. Hallelujah. So I'm encouraging you. I'm admonishing you. What? You have mobile phones. You have mobile phones. And the type of movie on it, short movies, you know what I'm talking about. I'm about to talk about pornography. Bad movies on it, have it. And you've been watching it from time to time. You are in class 6. You are not going to form 3, form 2, form 1. And you are watching and you have been enjoying it. I'm not feeling hot at all. Okay, let me, if I preach and I sweat, it's a sign of the anointing. Okay, don't create job for yourselves. Job that will not help you. The people who are here, they've gone to look for fun for me at my stage. I should get air condition. Air condition, you have gone to bring me fan that they've written Aquasi. Aquasi on it. How do I use fan that they've written Aquasi on? I'm not feeling hot at all. I'm not feeling hot. When I'm preaching, this is a sign that the preaching is working. Any pastor that preach and sweat, it's a sign that the preaching is working. If you preach and you don't sweat, it's like the way you are preaching, you are just talking about Noah's Ark. If you are talking about Noah's Ark, you will not sweat. If you are talking about Adam and Eve eating fruit in the garden, you will not sweat. But if you are talking about pornography and bad movies and bad music, you sweat. Yeah. So every bad movie on your phone, Christian brother, delete it. Delete it. Your Sunday school, madam, think that you are a holy child. Holy child is a school. Yes. But some of these people who attend holy child, they are not holy. They are not. I have one in my church. They attend holy child. They are not holy. The third thing you must destroy are bad friends. Destroy bad friendship. I am telling you, destroy bad friendship before bad friendship destroys you. Oh, but if you go to holy child, don't fight me. Don't fight me. I also went to holy child. Do you understand? I'm an old student of holy child. Holy child is a school that the people in the school are holy. It's not a problem. Everybody went to, I also went to holy child. Don't fight. Or it's a girl's school. Holy child is a girl's school. But it's not a problem. It's a good school. It's a good school that there's a holy child. We all went to holy child. Bad friends. Another group of things you must destroy. I'm talking about the wisdom of destroying bad things in your life. Listen. If there is something bad in your life and you are covering it, okay, one day it will explode. If you are in the house, your soup, your granola soup has gone bad. It is getting rotten. You don't throw it away. You have covered it. You said that, oh, you don't want to spoil the fish that is inside. One day you will not be able to live in the house again because the scent, you know, will be everywhere. So if there is a bad friend in your life, learn to destroy, distance yourself, dissociate yourself, disconnect yourself. What other word is it? Remove yourself, distance yourself, dislocate yourself. You are going to IBC, so bring the words. Disorganize yourself. we are paying school fees for you. Disorganize yourself. Disenfranchise yourself. What again? Use bring all the words. Disconnect yourself from such bad friendship. Hallelujah. 2 Samuel 13 verse 3. I will not read the whole story. But if you want me to read, let me start from a place where you can. It says that, and it came to pass that Absalom, the son of David, had a fair sister whose name was Tamar. And Amnon, the son of David, loved her. You know, understand this one. And Amnon was so vexed that he fell sick for his sister Tamar, for she was a virgin. And Amnon thought it hard for him to do anything with her. All this verse 1, verse 2. If you don't understand anything, you understand virgin and to do something with her. So, Tamar was a girl, okay, and it came to pass that Absalom, the son of David, had a fair sister whose name was Tamar. Amnon want to sleep with the half-sister, the step-sister. Some of you are listening to me, you sleep with your cousins. If your cousins from this place, Abeleng, they come and visit, or your cousins from Awoshi, they come and visit, and they put you in one room, we can't control you. So as Amnon was thinking of what to do, do you understand? Sometimes you want to do bad things. You are thinking how to steal the money. Because when you enter the room, your father is reading graphic. If you go to the hall, your mother is doing something over there. And you are trying to get the money. So you are thinking hard on what to do. Bible said that, but Amnon had a friend. Yes. The breaking of the virginity of Tamar and Amnon was because Amnon had a friend called Jonadab. And Bible described that guy as a subtle man. Hallelujah. I just clicked on the word subtle. It means crafty. A crafty person. A cunning person. Do you understand? Somebody that deceives you in a nice way. So, One of the group of people you must destroy are bad friends. Let me tell you, every one of you have bad friends. Bad friends. Bad friends. You see, and whether you like it or not, a bad friend will influence you. Yeah. You see, your friends, they influence you. At a point in Job's life, you see, in Job chapter 1, in Job chapter 1, you see that they say, oh, Job was, let me read Job chapter 1 for you, and then I'll tell you what, look at Job chapter 1. The beginning of Job says that there was a man in the land of Uz, whose name was Job. And that man was perfect, number one, and upright, one that feared God and eschewed evil. These qualities of Job alone tells you that Job wasn't a drunkard. Yes, these qualities of Job, a perfect man, an upright man, one that feared God and eschewed evil. This thing should tell you that Job perhaps was a pastor in his church. But Job had a wife. It was the wife who told Job that, curse God and died. Do you understand? So you can be in church, you can be a holy person, you can be an upright person, but you can have bad associates. When you read down, you see that when Job was in trouble, his friends came. You should read what Job's friends told him. You should just read the book of Job and you understand. You see, if Job was a man of God, if Job was a bishop, if Job was a prophet, and Job had friends and a wife that come to tell him that, curse this God and die, and the things that the friends said, a lot of things the friends said. But Job 48 verse 10, Bible said that, and when Job prayed for his friends, the Lord turned his captivity. I am telling you, you can be in church, but you can have a very bad friend. You can be in church, you can have an evil friend. Yeah, a lot of you will learn how to smoke from somebody in the church. Yeah. I know people personally. You see, I've not been a Christian just yesterday. I know people personally. People who came to church as virgins. And now, they have broken their virginity by somebody in the church. I know people who were non-drug addicts. But because they joined a church, they have found somebody who has led them into drug addiction. I'm telling you, be careful. Not everybody in the church is a human being. Some people in the church are agents of Satan that have been sent to destroy your destiny. Telling you. You have come to church, you have hooked up with the drama. You have come to church, your main party is the usher who holds the offering basket. Very soon, you become an armed robber. Yeah, one day, there was a certain usher, and as the I don't know, it's like church, anytime the people don't come to church, the usher gets angry. So he tells the friend that these days business is not booming. So the friend asks, what is business is not booming? Sir, now when they collect the offering, this usher also takes his percentage of the offering from the offering without the knowledge of the pastor. So, if people don't come to church, it means business is not booming. May God forgive you. Yes. So, there are bad friends everywhere. Bad friends in the house. Some of you live in a compound house. Compound house. The landlord's son has been squeezing you. I said the landlord's son. The landlord's son. He is called Ernest. He has been squeezing you, Erajua. The landlord's son called Richard. You have been visiting him in his room. Be careful. Be careful. You can live in the compound house and have bad friends. You can also have bad friends at school. On our programs we do on Wednesdays, somebody once sent us a question about a teacher, a class teacher. You have seen your class teacher. I mean, he's teaching science. He's teaching science. He's teaching you about elements. First 20 elements. And you are happy. So, this teacher, he know book. What are elements? Elements are what? are substances that do what? Hey, you people, you don't go to school. That cannot be what? Broken down into simpler forms. Hey, we pay school fees for you. Hey, party, that is an atom. Warfare. You see, your head is not good. You see, the people in the street, they don't know anything. So teacher come teaching you elements. Do you understand? Hydrogen, helium, lithium, beryllium, boron, carbon, nitrogen, oxygen, fluorine, neon, sodium, magnesium, aluminium, silicon, phosphorus, sulfur, chlorine, argon, potassium, calcium. You are clapping for say, oh, say, get head. But this same teacher who has brain, this same teacher who has brain can be a disaster in your life. Somebody who knows the first 20 elements doesn't mean anything. I'm telling you. I am telling you. So be careful of bad friends. Amnon had a friend called Jonadab. Jonadab. Hallelujah. So if you want the wisdom of a locust, you must have the wisdom to destroy things that are not helping you. Bad music, bad movies, bad friends. These are what you should destroy. Destroy them. If you can live without a bad music, let me tell you, your life will be proper. I don't play bad music in my house. Am I losing anything? I don't lose anything. I don't listen to rubbish. Yeah. A lot of this music with the people wearing chain and handcuff on their neck, they are all rubbish. Yes, excuse me to say, they are all toilets. Bad movies. I don't watch bad movies. I don't need to watch bad movies. I don't need to watch two naked people having sex. I don't need to watch it. I don't need to watch it at all. Yeah. I don't have bad friends in my life. If you are a bad friend, you cannot even approach me. Yes. If you are a bad friend and you get close to me, you'll be neutralized. Your evil will be neutralized with good. Romans 12:21. He said that, be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Hallelujah. And then the last thing about locusts is that locusts, them, they respect rank and order. Yes. Bible, look at what Bible said of them. He said that they have no king, yet go they forth, all of them in bands. Bands means ranks. They respect ranks and order. If you are somebody that you don't respect rank and order, you are an animal. Yes, you don't respect rank. In your house, there are ranks. Your father is the president in your house. I'm telling you. Yes, your father is the president in your house. Learn to respect ranks. You can't wake up and say that everybody can eat in any bowl. You are a liar. Yeah. Your father has, I don't expect you to pick a plate that your father eats inside and eat inside. When they ask you, you say, we are all human beings. You are all human beings. Yes, your father is the president in the house. Your mother is the vice president in the house. If your father is not there, your mother is in charge. Bible says what? They respect ranks. Let me tell you, anywhere there are no ranks, there is what we call disorganization. Yes, there is something we call disorganization. One day, very, very early, as I was doing church. Then, one day I came to church, early morning, arranging church. Do you understand? Arranging the place, trying to have service early in the morning. I was cleaning the chair, singing song. Then a certain guy appeared. He said that, what am I doing? I said, you can see that I'm arranging the place. My members will be coming very soon and I will have very fantastic service. Then the guy, as he came, he has dressed already, holding Bible, very big Bible. Then he told me that God has spoken to him that today he will preach in my church. I said, wow. So I told him that the God that spoke to him that he should preach today, that God has not spoken to me yet. So if the God wants him to preach, the God would have told the two of us. Do you understand that? Today, somebody is coming to visit your church and that guy is this and that. He's the one preaching. Let me tell you, anywhere there are no ranks, there is what we call disorganization. And sometimes there are ranks, but there's disorganization. Yeah. Your house, there's disorganization. It's because you don't respect. In our church here, UD, United Denominations, originating from the Lighthouse Group, we understand what is called ranks. Amen. You cannot just appear in church and sit anywhere. Yeah. You can't say that every chair is chair. Every chair is chair, but every chair is not a chair. Yes. You must learn to respect ranks as a young person growing up. Otherwise, it will cost you your life. When you begin to work at a place, it will cost you your life. You can't go to work and where your boss parks his car. Because you have come to work early, you have also parked your car. When they ask, you say, every first come, first serve. There's nothing like first come, first serve. If your boss is not there, you see, it's because of that. That's the way you go to some workplaces. They've written everybody's name and where you park. Yeah. And a certain guy came to church. Where the bishop parks his car, he came to park there. When we asked him to remove his car, he said he's also a Christian. Who said you are a Buddhist? Who said you are a Buddhist? Do you understand? Yeah. You must locus. Bible said that they move in bands. When you go to a place, you must learn. You must understand and know your place. By the grace of God, I know my place. I know my place. Yeah. I will not go to my bishop's office, sit down and cross my leg. I will not go to my bishop's office, sit down, and then I'm eating yogurt and meat pie. You can't do that. You must learn to you have gone to a place with your bishop, and then somebody has greeted them, you have responded. Hey. No, you don't respond to greetings like that. You have gone to a place, a meeting, they've asked, okay, this and this and this, and you know that there are senior people in the meeting, then you've started to talk. Yeah. As you are talking, they'll be looking at you, but they'll know that you are a dangerous person. Let me tell you. He said that they respect or they move in ranks. Okay. Look at 1 Chronicles 12, verse 30. He said that all these men of war that could keep rank came in with a perfect heart to Hebron to make David king over Israel, and all the rest also of Israel were of one heart to make David king. All these men of war that could keep rank. That could, young people, let me tell you, learn to keep rank. You are a last born. You are a last born. You are five in the family. You are a last born. You should know that there are about six people ahead of you. Your father, your mother, and your four brothers or your four siblings. So when they are sharing something, don't pray, hey, equality before the law. There is nothing called equality before the Lord. Hey, gender equality, gender, and you are shouting, hey, fairness before the law, justice and freedom, and you are mentioning big words. Let me tell you, you must learn to respect ranks. Yeah, it is because you don't know how to respect ranks, that is why your life is in shambles. When you go to a place, you must know who is the most important person there. When you get to a place, young people, listen to me. When you go to school, the most important person in your school is the headmaster, not the gate man. The most important person in the school is not the beans seller. It is the headmaster. Even the headmaster is more important than your this teacher cry. Why be teaching this subject? What is all the subject that it? BDT, madam. Why be teaching catering? Chief, your BDT, you do what? Catering. You do what? Pre-tech. Eh? Pre-tech. I also did pre-tech. But I can cook. Hallelujah. Yeah. Let me tell you. He said that the men of war, they are men of war, but they could keep rank. Are you a man of war? Who have you killed in your life before? But they could keep ranks. Okay? Ranks bring order. I'm telling you. telling you, if you go to a place that there is order, you can see that there are ranks. On a Sunday morning, my church, you can't come to church believing that you are the one to preach. If I'm alive, you can't have that thought. Yeah, today, God has shown me. Today has been a character. I saw in the spirit. I saw a certain scripture in Ecclesiastes. You've seen the scripture in Ecclesiastes. Read it to yourself and understand it yourself. But I'm telling you that if you can learn to keep ranks, it means you have the wisdom of the locust. May the wisdom of the locust come to you in Jesus' name. May you operate in the wisdom of the locust to respect ranks. Yeah. You cannot insult the president of the country. You see young people stand up. Yeah. Abaino. Where Jimmy pa? Abaino is Jimmy. Do you know who is the Abain? Hey. Ekufuado pa. Ekufuado. You are mentioning the president, his excellency. You are mentioning, hey, Ekufuado. Hey, nanampa, dear. Look at how you are talking. As a child in class 6, and you want to become a president, anything you don't respect, you never have it. By the way, you don't respect people who drive car. If you see a lady driving car, you say, hey, saka. It's not everybody who is driving car who is doing saka. Wow. I'm telling you. Yeah. You mention people's name by heart. You see that they say, oh, this man is a pastor. He's a prophet. Oh, Apu, he's a fake prophet. He has been using juju. Have you seen him using juju before? You see how they are praying for somebody. The person has fallen. Hey, these are they are pushing the people. Listen. If you don't have anything to say, leave there. Learn to respect. Learn to obey. Learn to respect ranks. You don't respect your father in the house. You don't respect your father. Do you know what it means to put food on your table? You don't respect your mother. And Bible said that the iron that despised his mother, okay, and dishonored the mother. He said the ravens of the valley shall pick it out and the young eagles shall eat it. He said that he that does not honor his parent, his lamp shall go out. You don't respect ranks. You don't know that the most important person in your house is your mother, is your father. Instead of you to be a favorite child of your father, you are rather the favorite child of the landlady. Because when the landlady cooks, sometimes they give you jollof anda. Because of jollof anda, what's the botanical name for jollof anda? Carpet. They give you jollof carpet. So you, every time you carry information from your own house to the landlord, I pray for you that may you have the wisdom of the locust. I said, may you have the wisdom of the locust. As this broadcast is about to end, I sincerely pray for you that the blessings of the Lord, the grace of God will mightily come upon you and you receive the blessings. You receive the wisdom of the locust to honor ranks, to obey ranks, the wisdom to destroy bad things and the wisdom to live your life without a king. Stand to your feet wherever you are. Stand to your feet wherever you are and begin to pray for yourself that the wisdom of the locust, the wisdom of the locust, Mata Kalabaya, Limande Zeketelebe Sataya, may the wisdom of the locust come to you. May the wisdom of the locust come to you. Masa Katalavandea, Mande Kazabru, Kalianda, Ikande Zekende, Iando Zaba, Rakata Kapa, Masoka Telebe, Mekato Rabba. Begin to pray for yourself wherever you are, and ask God to help you to live your life as a young person without needing anybody, without needing somebody to tell you what to do always. Begin to pray for the wisdom of the locust, for the wisdom of the locust, for the wisdom of the locust. Tell God to help you, to give you the desire, to give you the strength to destroy anything bad in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus, begin to pray. begin to pray. Lift your hands wherever you are and begin to pray. Manda zebanda liko si katalaba ma katalabandea lika zeke telebe mazebre kalanda bale iyando zeke kalianda in the mighty name of Jesus, and begin to pray for the last time and tell the Holy Spirit to help you to obey ranks, to obey ranks, to obey ranks, to respect ranks, to respect order in the mighty name of Jesus. Order at church, order in the house, order at school, order everywhere you go in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you glory. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. You are listening to me. You are not born again. You want to give your life to Christ once again. Don't let this broadcast come to an end without giving your life to Christ. Young person listening to me, listen, the most important decision to make in your life, okay, the wisest decision to make is the decision to give your life to Christ. I'm telling you, I will never preach and end without giving an opportunity for you to give your life to Christ. Listen, the ultimate is to end up in heaven. With your wisdom, you must end up in heaven. A wisdom that doesn't have the fear of the Lord is not a proper wisdom. So I pray for you now, all right? You are listening to me, you want to give your life to Christ. Close your eyes wherever you are. Lift your hands wherever you are and say this prayer after me. Say, dear Lord Jesus, please forgive me. Please wipe my sins away. I am a sinner. I am a bad boy. I am a bad girl. Please, Lord, forgive me. Cleanse me with your blood. Please write my name in the book of life. I am for you. Dear Lord, I will serve you all the days of my life. Lead me on the path everlasting in the name of Jesus. Satan, listen to me carefully. I will not serve you. I will serve Jesus. I will serve Christ all the days of my life. Till I die, I will serve my Savior. I will serve my Maker in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for the gift of salvation in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, I thank you for the life of everybody who have given their lives to you, wherever they are listening from every part of the world. I pray, oh God, that may you lead them, may you touch their lives again. May you bring them back on the course, on the right path of everlasting. In Jesus' name, amen. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. I believe that as you keep listening every Saturday, wisdom is coming into your life, and there is nothing. Let me tell you, wisdom is important. Wisdom is very, very, very important. I'm telling you, especially as a young person, that is why we are paying school fees for you, that you grow up and become a knowledgeable person. You grow up. When you speak, they will ask, who is it that has spoken? Yeah. So that when you speak, we don't spray perfume after you. Okay? When you speak, may people be eager to hear you when you speak. Hallelujah. It's time to give an offering. A good offering. Don't let me explain much about money. Okay? I know you can do Momo. So do Momo right now to the numbers you are seeing on the screen. To the numbers you are seeing on the screen. Do a very good Momo. Alright? Very soon, we'll go to school. Okay? I'm praying for you. Some of you don't want to go to school, but I am praying. It's one of my main prayer topics that you very soon, next week, around by next week, our brothers and sisters who have gone to SHS 3, they'll be finishing school and they'll be coming home. By the grace of God, we'll be seeing them once again. All right. But then our BC candidate will also be preparing to write. Let's keep praying for them. Let's remind God that our brothers and sisters are about to. God knows already, but we have to remind him again so that he shower some blessings on them. As I'm talking, I hope you are giving your offering. Give a very good offering to support what we are doing, okay? It's a very difficult thing to do what I'm doing. Very, very difficult. Especially when I'll bath, dress from my house, come and stand in front of a screen, a camera, and be talking into a camera. It's a very difficult thing. I've never done some in my life before, if not for this coronavirus. It's a very difficult thing. I now understand when people preach and they come on TV. It's not a simple thing at all. But I'm believing God that God is teaching me so many things in this pandemic, all right? But the good news is that we have resumed church, and for some time now, We've been having church, very powerful. I've been preaching on the topic backsliding on Sundays. Okay, if you want to hear about the backsliding messages, come to church on Sunday. Okay, this is Anakazu Assemblies Saved Church. The Saved Church means is the youth church. Okay, you are in SHS 1, SHS 2, SHS 3, JHS 1, JHS 2, JHS 3, Class 6, Class 5, Class 4, Class 3, Class 2, Class 1, Crèche, KG 1, KG 2. I preach to all these people. All these people are my church members. I don't preach to curtain sellers and iron rod dealers and what other group of people? Tiles. You deal with tiles. No. If you deal with tiles, when you come, I'll show you where the bishop is. Okay. You meet Bishop Eric Asari. But if you go to school, or if you go to school, you are my level. When I preach, I know when I preach that way, you understand. Okay. The people who do iron rod, who do tiles, mechanics, plumbers, masons, teachers, if I preach, they don't understand. But the people who understand my preaching are young people. Okay. That is why every Saturday I am on the screen and you are watching me. It's a blessing coming your way. I hope you have given the powerful offering. I believe that next week, God willing, keep praying. If God gives us grace and life, I'll be here live and colored on your screen once again. All right. But tomorrow is Sunday. Try and visit me at church. One of these days, follow the direction. You see, the number is on the screen. If you can't see properly, let me mention it. 05 is my personal number. 054-6055-916. Fleming. Order for Fleming. Na memao susuma kwantere. Memao consultation. Alright, but that's my personal number. It's not for my secretary. It's my personal number. When you call, you see that I will respond to you. Okay. And then ask for direction. Visit me. You are a parent listening to me. You want your children to be in my church. No two ways about it. I'm ready to pastor them till they become proper children. Proper. They will become proper too in the name of Jesus. Amen. So God bless you for taking part in this broadcast. And I believe that until next week when I come your way with this same program, this has been your regular host. And my name is Pastor E.K. Collins. Bye.
This has been the unadulterated word of God with Reverend Ike. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.